Appreciate the time of our next guest. He's got a bit going on at the moment. The coach of the Sydney Swans, John Longmire, is on the line now. G'day, John. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. No problems.
Horse, it's fantastic to have senior coaches on, because as much as we can sort of speculate in the media, we certainly don't get the insight that you guys do. I mean, I congratulate the Swans on blooding a lot of young kids. Even last year in your grand final year, it was fantastic. And clearly this year you've had a lot of injuries and you've continued to blood young players. Do you think there is a tipping point, though? It is very, very difficult to maintain a really high standard, as you guys have done for the last 6 years. Do you think there's a tipping point in terms of the number of kids when you get them in the team?
I think you've got to be mindful of that, Roosie. We've, since round one last year, introduced sort of 13 debutants over that sort of one and a bit year period. So we've had a pretty high turnover during that area. And look, I think last year, certainly, we were able to blood the younger players into our team on the back of some really strong senior performances. In essence, that's made it easier for those younger kids to play. And this year we've also kept on introducing the younger kids, but we haven't had that consistent performance from our senior group, and that puts pressure on right across the board. There's no question about that, and you've got to be mindful that you don't reach that tipping point. And at times we might have, but quite ironically, some of the kids have been some of our better players at times.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think the other thing that probably is underestimated, which you can't do a lot about now, but yeah, when you do turn up to pre-season training, you've got a lot of injuries, you've got a lot of guys rehabbing, particularly when you're playing in a grand final. And one of the things I talked to the boys about before was perhaps someone like Alir, where if you've got a full list to pick from, you end up giving him 3 or 4 weeks in the NIAFL, and you're able to generate that pre-season through some more content around training. But I guess the tendency is to try, you bring him in and then he's out of form, then you've got to drop him again. So that's been a bit of an issue for you as well. A lot of guys haven't had that pre-season.
Yeah, look, you're always going to have reduced pre-season. We can't complain about too much because it means you're obviously in the grand final. So you try and have that problem, if you call it a problem, every year. Ali is probably the one you bring up. I mean, he played last year some sensational senior footy on the back of a fantastic pre-season and playing really well in our reserves before we brought him in. We lost Dane Rampey round one this year, and we brought Alir in probably a bit earlier than his form warranted it, but we just needed another tool. And he's been working on his game at the NIAFL level. He was pretty good again Friday night, so he's starting to get there, which is really good. We just need to make sure we get some right game time into him.
Yeah, one of the things yesterday, Horse, I was a bit critical of, but I did mention in the call that I'm not privy to the discussions you guys have prior to the game, but Buddy definitely played a lot more up between the arcs. Is that a little bit around your inexperience and maybe trying to get a bit more run up through your midfield rather than just sort of sitting him inside forward 50?
Yeah, absolutely. We wanted some, if you look at the team yesterday, Gary Rowan, obviously Heaney, coming back after some long-term injury, Papley as well, which played a bit deeper in our forward line, but also we added Rose after we lost Kurt Tippett. And normally Reedy plays that role, I guess, particularly in the MCG. But we just wanted to get Lance up the ground a little bit to make sure we had that connection coming out of defence and through the midfield area into our forward line, because we had a number of blokes that were probably forward centre type players, and we wanted to get Lance up the ground and get the ball in there. And quite often we were struggling to get the ball inside 50 yesterday as well, so we needed someone to get it in there.
Horse, would it be fair to say, just to back up what Roosie said there with Alir, but guys like Rowan and Heaney and these guys, given that you lose those early games, you probably do give them another game or two before bringing them back. They're probably not quite ready for senior footy. Would it be fair to say that also?
Yeah, each of the individuals, Duck, I think you go through them and you make decision based upon how they're travelling. I mean, Isaac, we've been actually quite surprised how he's picked it up. He missed. He was probably our best player over the preseason in the training sense, and he's certainly had a knocked about with his glandular fever. He was a bit quiet last week. We thought he was actually pretty good yesterday. Papley and Rowan, you could probably argue that if we're up and going really well in our seniors, that and winning games, whether those blokes would have come back through the reserves. But we need those blokes in the senior team. We need them playing well, and we're confident that they'll start to play well, and they just need more game time, and we've got 2 games under their belts now, and hopefully they get better next week.
Hey, Horse, it was concerning watching the vision of Gary Rowan yesterday. What's the latest update today?
Yeah, he should be out of hospital today. He's had had the all clear given in regards to all the scans that he had on his neck and his spine, and looked really nasty, obviously. But he should be out of hospital today, and he's coming back to Sydney late this afternoon. So all good, but obviously a bit of whiplash and a bit of concussion there as well. So we'll have to see how he goes during the week. But now, from a serious point of view, it's he's pulled up pretty well.
That's great news, John, because a lot of people were concerned when we saw it yesterday. The Football World coach seems shocked that you guys are 0-6. Are you shocked?
Well, we're not happy with it, but it just we're always aware of how close the competition is, and if you're off your game just a little bit, then anyone can beat you. And we've always been aware of that. We've never taken that for granted. And, you know, our best game was probably round two against the Bulldogs when we in front in the last quarter. We in front again the last quarter against the Pies, and we haven't been able to get over the line. And that's meant that, you know, a few things in our games have suffered, and we're not really getting much right at all in our game. We need to get better in a lot of things and some basic errors that we're making with and without the ball.
And do you have to change your approach? We had Luke Hodge on a couple of weeks ago and said, well, how does his approach to leadership change when his team aren't winning? You've had such a successful period there. Do you have to change the way you go about things when you're 0-6 rather than 6-0, just the way you deal with your players?
Oh, you've got to be mindful of that, and being aware of what the situation requires. And every situation is different. Every player is different too. So you need to be aware of that. Some can be pushed a bit harder than others. And you need to be aware of, obviously, how they're feeling. But also maintaining the standards that's required to play AFL football and getting that balance right. You can't shy away from that either. So getting that balance from week to week right is the challenge for all of the coaching staff and senior players in particular. You know, we need to get it right. We clearly haven't got it right as good as what we wanted up until now. We need to get it right now.
John, specifically, what do you make of the pressure and the contested ball at the moment? Because you rank 17th and 18th in those two. Very un-Sydney-like.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're not winning the ball around the midfield area anywhere near with the consistency that we did last year. And you know, we need to get the ball forward more. There's no question about that. Take the pressure off our defence. It all happens and all begins in that midfield area. We've been a bit down on numbers through there and form. And that showed in those numbers. There's no question about that. So we've got to get it right.
And the update on Kurt Tippett, did he hurt his hip in the last training session? Was it on Thursday he hurt himself? What's the prognosis there? How long are you going to be without Kurt Tippett?
He went up in a ruck contest in the last drill at training on Thursday and sort of strained a hip flexor muscle. He was pretty sore. We gave him till Friday. He didn't pull up any good at all. So no good for last week for Saturday. We're hopeful that he'll be okay this week. There's no certainty yet, though.
Yeah.
Obviously, being a Sunday game gives him an extra day to prepare and be okay, but we just don't know. We'll have to see how the week progresses.
Yeah, Horse, you touched on it before a bit about your game plan is sort of a little bit falling apart, as it can tend to do with young kids. And Jay-Z mentioned about the contested ball. But I guess one of the most frustrating areas for you, without having McVeigh, who's a really, really good spot kicker off halfback, gets you into terrific positions. And probably Rampy's the other one that's more the speed guy that gets you out of defence. Yeah, that's sort of taken away a lot of your game style. Going coast to coast this year has been really difficult for you.
Yeah, I mean, particularly if we haven't been getting the ball through the midfield as consistently as what we want, we are putting the defence under pressure. And Dane in particular, in All-Australian last year, he's such a quality player on the last line and being able to get it going forward. We've been happy with how Lewis Mellican's come into the team the last couple of weeks. He's done okay. And Jakey Lloyd's done okay for us at halfback as well. But there's no question that, you know, Rampy and McVeigh would help. McVeigh should be available for selection this week, whether we play him or not. It just depend upon what the team looks like and obviously, you know, how underdone he is compared to the others.
Hey, Horse, it's getting very difficult, but at some point in the next few weeks, if it keeps going the way it's going, mathematically it's going to be almost impossible to make the eight. So at what point do you change the focus moving forward for the remainder of the year?
Well, Swatter, the focus is always about the now and the future. No matter where you are on the ladder, you've got to be able to get that balance right. And you know, it's pretty difficult for us to say, oh, listen, we'll just play young kids because, you know, as I said before, we've played 13 since round one last year and no question we'll probably play one or two others before the end of this year. But we're giving those boys an opportunity anyway and trying to be competitive at the same time. Whether or not we're on top of the ladder or where we are now, that's what we need to do, and we'll continue to do that. Keep strengthening up our list and getting experience into the players that we need to, but also at the same time trying to be competitive. We haven't got that balance right yet. Whilst we've got the games into the young blokes, we haven't got the balance of being competitive right yet.
Coach, we really appreciate your time, your honesty and your openness. Thanks for having a chat with us on the Sunday Rub.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Great to speak to John Longmire, who was very, very frank in that discussion.
It puts it into perspective, though, not wanting to give them an out, but 13 new players since last year, and they continue to bring in new blood.
Yeah, I think that's our job. Our obligation, I think, in the media is to give the Swans fans out there and football fans in general a reason, because it's just too simple to sit here and go, oh, they're 0-6, they're playing terrible. Yeah, and there are reasons for the fact that I don't think any of us, Duck, you mentioned before, I think you asked also, I mean, none of us thought they were going to be 0-6, but clearly there's some reasons around. If you don't have pre-seasons, it's very, very difficult. If you play, I reckon the tipping point for young kids, it's probably around 5 or 6. You can't have a lot more than that in a team that's won a grand final last year and then expect them the following year to be at that level. So there's definitely reasons. And it's great to have John Long. It's always good to have the senior coaches on, because I think, yeah, they're really honest with their assessment and they're really good at giving their time and trying to fill in their supporters around, you know, what the reasons are.